In London City late did dwell a merchant rich and known full well, who had a daughter fair and young, with beauty bright and charming tongue. At Hackney she did board last spring, only to learn to dance and sing. Her father he a prentice had, which was in love with this fair maid. But when the father found it out, there was a heavy scolding bout. He did command his prentice sure never to see his daughter more. The prentice and his darling dove found new ways to keep on their love. The secret is a pretty joke, 'twas managed by the father's cloak. For when the father he did go to see his daughter, you must know, the prentice would a letter poke within the cape of master's cloak. So when to Hackney he was got, the weather being something hot, the daughter to the father said, "Pray give your cloak unto the maid." Then straightways from the cape would they her lover's letter soon convey, wherein the daughter she did find that still her love was true and kind. The daughter writ an answer then, and put it in the cape again. The father said, "My daughter dear, ne'er entertain my servant here." The daughter then did weeping say, "Dear father, I'll not disobey." Upon which words he then did cry, "You shall have all, girl, when I die." But when the merchant he came back, the prentice soon the cloak did take, and in the cape he straight did find a letter from his mistress kind. The prentice said, "O master, pray, what made you thus angry this day, to chide your daughter so severe, and say that I must ne'er come there?" He said, "A wizard you must be, or how could you know this by me?" But yet when he to Hackney went, the prentice still a letter sent. So when he to his daughter came, she asked him questions of the same, which made her father stamp and stare, and cried, "A witch, I'm sure you are." At length the merchant he would know how 'twas his man had tidings so, and then he did protest and swear that he should have his daughter fair. The man replied, "Will you not blame the messenger that brought the same?" He then began to curse and ban that he would ne'er forgive the man. "In the cape of your cloak then know you brought our letters to and fro," which made the merchant smile and say, "My daughter you shall wed this day."